Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Gospel shows how St. Luke was such a gifted storyteller. I want you to use your imagination for a moment. Picture this. The Gospel of Luke begins grand, in the city of Jerusalem, and imagine, as many movies do, with a panoramic long shot of the city leading us closer to the heart of the action of this scene. We are invited to the Jerusalem temple and into the holy place where the priest Zechariah has been chosen in a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to burn incense. Outside, there is a whole multitude of people praying outside, perhaps thousands. For an ancient reader, this is as epic as a beginning as it gets. The Jerusalem temple was the most important place on earth for them. The place where God's presence would dwell, and heaven and earth came together. But there was a problem. Something was missing in Jesus' day. The most important sacred item in the temple was the Ark of the Covenant, and it had been not seen for over 500 years since the Babylonian exile. The Ark of the Covenant was where the glory cloud overshadowed its mercy seat, which signified the presence of God. It was the symbol of God's covenant and presence among his people. Thus, there is an anticlimax in the story. No Ark of the Covenant, no visible presence of God. But wait, there is a twist. St. Luke does not stop there. The angel Gabriel appears to Zechariah with a message proclaiming that his newly conceived son, John, will be born and will prepare the people for the return of the Lord's presence. All hope is not lost. And with that, today's gospel ends and we are left hanging. For tomorrow, the camera shot will shift suddenly and we are thrust from the grandeur of the Jerusalem temple to the opposite side of Israel, to a hidden, unknown town called Nazareth, into the lowly home of a young virgin named Mary. Luke's narration is striking. The presence of God will no longer dwell in the temple. God is looking for a new home. That home is not a great building, but a woman's womb. The angel will now turn to this woman, yet the Lord won't come without her permission. So tomorrow we await her response. Let us pray. O God, who through the childbearing of the Holy Virgin graciously revealed the radiance of your glory to the world, grant, we pray, that we may venerate with integrity of faith the mystery of so wondrous an incarnation and always celebrate it with due reverence. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.